Hey, John.
Hey, Nicholas.
I went to a 70s themed party at my friend's house the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a lot of fun for the most part. Everyone had afros. Everyone was participating. They had bell bottoms and tie-dye and those little necklaces with like the male symbol on them. Everyone was basically Austin Powers.
Uh-huh.
There's also like one of those disco balls hanging. Everyone's playing good music.
Okay.
The music was on vinyl. It was really authentic.
Right.
But I just kind of got overwhelmed with the amount of people there. And I started to panic.
After disco?
It was a panic at the disco. Nothing? You don't have any rebuttal? At least say this is Stranger Still.
And this is Stranger Still. I wanted to, but I was trying. I was trying.
Welcome to Stranger Still, the podcast where we are not John Tesh. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
And why are we not John Tesh?
Because he sucks.
He does suck.
Come at us, John.
Yeah, come on our show after we've made fun of you. This week, we're gonna talk about panic attacks.
That's right, like what I get whenever I hear John Tesh. Come at me, bro.
Yeah, when you hear the theme music, you start having a panic attack.
I think we need more rivalry.
Yeah, that's... All rivalries are good.
We had the facts. We had a joke or two.
Yep.
Now we need some enemies.
Yeah, we need some frenemies. It's like Jake Paul, Logan Paul, and the one guy. Who is it?
Sure.
They're having a boxing match.
Oh, yeah.
It's really stupid. Panic attacks, though. There's no good way to segue into panic attacks, because there's nothing funny about them.
No.
But we're going to try to have some fun today. I say that like I have something planned. I have nothing planned.
You have facts.
I do have facts. Just know that we're as we go into this, if we start goofing on it, we're not making fun of people with like that have panic attacks or anything. It's just we try to make you laugh on this show, so don't be offended if we make a joke or two.
Yeah, you're
snowflake.
Snowflake. Stop being so sensitive just because we're making fun of people at their expense,
like John Tesh.
Mm-hmm.
Come on our show. So I really wanted to do this episode though, because I have anxiety. I've talked about this publicly on our show before, and I know a lot of people that have anxiety as well. And I've never really had many panic attacks. I think I've only had like two in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But recently I've had like dreams where I have panic attacks in them. But it's weird because like it's almost like a lucid dreaming, which we also need to do an episode on, where I'm like, oh God, I'm having a panic attack. But good thing I'm in a dream, so it's not real. And then I just kind of wake up out of it. So more importantly, some people that I'm close to have been having a lot of panic attacks lately. So I figured maybe I can help my friends out and my dream self out, and we can explore panic attacks, how they work, and how to fight against them.
Yeah.
This is like one of the cool episodes because, I mean, we've talked about anxiety before, but most of the time, like, the solution is take medicine or go get therapy.
Take medicine.
Take medicine.
This is one of the cool episodes. We're not going to tell you just to take medicine.
Yeah. You can do a lot of stuff for free to prevent panic attacks, and we'll talk about that later in the episode.
After the break.
Yeah, after our ad break, go to strangerstillshow.com/shop. It works. It goes to a place, tell you that much. You'll have to find out where it goes by going there. Da-da-da. Is that a good plug?
Mm-hmm. Just like Glade.
I think, yeah, just like, you do that every time, and it catches me off guard every time. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just an idiot. But I think this episode is also important to do because there's a little bit of a public misconception about what panic attacks are. Because, like, if you don't suffer from anxiety or you haven't had a panic attack, it's easy to look at someone having a panic attack and being like, oh, just calm down, man. You're overreacting. Just chill out. Get over it.
Do people really do that, or do people just... Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just feel like people say that.
No.
But I've never actually met a real human being then.
That's because you surround yourself with people that aren't
that
jerks.
Are dogs
that are dogs that aren't people that aren't human. So for those people that do say that, it's way easier said than done. And once we get into panic attacks and why they happen, hopefully that will become more clear and you'll stop being such an idiot. Because first of all, panic attack isn't simply overreacting. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, a panic attack is defined as this is a direct quote from their website, the abrupt onset of intense fear or discomfort that reaches a peak within minutes and includes at least four of the following symptoms. And it says, like, within minutes, they say, like, it usually reaches its peak intensity at 10 minutes and then starts to go away. But any four of these symptoms, which is palpitations, pounding heart, accelerated heart rate, sweating, trembling or shaking, sensations of shortness of breath or smothering, feelings of choking, that's kind of the same, I guess it's a little bit different, chest pain or discomfort, nausea or abdominal distress, feeling dizzy, unsteady, lightheaded or faint, chills or heat sensations, I knew how to say this yesterday, now I can't say it, paresthesia, which is a numbness or tingly sensations, derealization or feelings of unreality, or depersonalization, which is being detached from oneself, or fear of losing control or going crazy, or fear of dying.
Wow, so they have almost every single ailment except for the worst one.
Which is?
Well, they had smothering, but then had smothering, so...
What? I don't understand that. Smoldering?
What else do you have?
Smothering?
No, that's smothering.
Smothering? Is that what you're saying?
Smothering?
Is that what you're trying to go for? I don't like that. it's important when you're talking about panic attacks to point out that the, quote, intense fear or discomfort can come from nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Like, it can feel baseless, like you're feeling this fear over nothing, which maybe is, like, why people think that their house is haunted. Maybe they just have a panic disorder or something. But that can make it more frightening because you're like, what the hell? Why am I so scared? Why am I so freaked out right now? Which then, like, creates this cycle where you're just panicking over your panic attack. It's not a good place to be. And according to this article, you can also have limited symptom panic attacks if you experience fewer than four of those symptoms. I don't know why they make the distinction. They're both panic attacks. It's just one has more than four symptoms and one has less than four symptoms. But maybe they're treated differently, in, like, medically. But I don't know. I don't treat them differently. I'm an equal opportunity.
Attacker. Okay.
So some other pieces to lay the groundwork for panic attacks. They can come completely unprompted. Like, you could just be happy and laughing or totally chilled out, and then suddenly there's a panic attack. Like, usually they're associated with anxiety and stress, which that's going to be put you at increased risk for a panic attack, but it can come from nowhere. A lot of times they're triggered by something, and the effect it has on your body, it can be so intense that a lot of people actually end up going to the hospital thinking that they're having a heart attack.
Oh no.
So it's not one of those things where you can just chill out. Like, it feels like your heart stopped. There's this intense pain going through your body, and a lot of people go to the hospital for it. And that can make the diagnosis hard if you go in and your pain's gone and everything looks normal, like you didn't have any side effects of a heart attack or anything like that. The doctor might have trouble diagnosing it. So just keep that in mind if you ever think you're having a heart attack and they can't find anything wrong with you. Or there's other similar issues, like it can look like diabetic shock and stuff. So just keep that in mind.
What do they prescribe, Nick, when you get there?
There's a lot of things that they can prescribe. I was going to save that for the end.
What about on April 20th, bro?
You think they prescribe weed?
I don't know, maybe if you have one, that's probably make it worse.
Lettuce.
Yeah. But if it's in a medically legal state, which will be all of them someday.
Yeah. What's that? Utah just didn't want to pass, they didn't want to put medical marijuana on the bill.
He was doing a
was it like a general interest poll or something?
No, it was a gentleman who's very religious and Mormon and said it's against my religion to allow people to make decisions that are against my religion.
Yeah.
So totally that guy ridiculous. Hates democracy.
Man, just let people do their thing. Is like, so later we're going to talk about benzos, because they do prescribe benzos for this stuff, and that stuff's way worse.
I could catch you up on that as a SoundCloud rapper. I know about benzos.
Like, benzos are so much worse than weed. Just let people smoke. They'll just eat Doritos in their basement.
Whoa, I didn't say that, you druggie. But okay, you heard it here first.
So personally speaking, I know how a panic attack, like, knowing how a panic attack works helps me, like, chill out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why in my dreams I'm like, oh, this is whatever.
Are you straight edge in your dreams, or do you mad benzos?
I don't do mad benzos. Okay. I just kind of wake up, call it a day. But maybe explaining how panic attacks work inside your body will help someone else out there. There's a lot that we don't know about panic attacks, like what causes them or the exact parts of your brain involved. But we do know that it's just a bunch of chemical reactions, just like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this might sound kind of familiar to our episode on love, because some of the same neurotransmitters are involved.
Ooh, dopamine?
Not dopamine, but norepinephrine.
Norepinephrine?
No. I think I had Justin say that one for me because I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Norepinephrine.
He'll answer.
Yeah, he would. I don't want to bother him. So all we know is that something in your brain triggers a panic attack, sends off this chemical chain reaction, and evolutionarily it goes all the way back to fight, flight, or freeze. So something in your brain says that there's danger somewhere around you, and either you need to fight or run away, or your body just shuts down. And like evolutionarily, you're trying to get away from a tiger. We don't really have tigers just hanging out in our lives these days.
Don't speak for everyone.
Well, I was going to add a caveat, man. You got to let
unless
me get there.
Unless you're a zookeeper? Okay.
Unless you're a zookeeper, unless you're Matt Damon. But these, I mean, your blood just gets, not your blood, your brain just gets flooded with neurotransmitters like serotonin and norepinephrine. There's a lot more syllables than what I said, but we're going with it. One article said that it probably affects your amygdala or hypothalamus, but we're not quite sure. That makes a lot of sense because the amygdala is related to emotions and survival instincts, and the hypothalamus releases hormones. So I would think those are the two parts of your brain involved.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It checks out.
Yeah. You don't have to say probably, just say that these two parts of your brain have to do with emotions and survival instincts and hormones. When your body is flooded with these neurotransmitters, when your brain's flooded with those, your body is flooded with adrenaline, which is where you get like the shakiness and the sweats from. Your body's ready to fight or just run away, punch something.
I saw a bumper sticker. Mm-hmm. It was more like a car tattoo.
Really?
Let's be honest, it was big.
Yeah.
And it said fight or flight.
Yeah.
But the logo was a big eagle flying. So I was like, oh, you run away from your problems, huh?
Take to the skies.
This is a really weird bumper sticker.
Was it like I'm going to Canada type of
it just said
sticker?
Fight or flight on their car.
Huh. Do you think they're really into evolutionary biology, or are they just like don't like facing problems?
I don't know. I said I hated their sticker and they flew away.
They don't like conflict then, I guess.
I didn't get it.
I don't know.
If you had a bumper sticker on your car, what would you put?
Scooby-Doo, you idiot.
Oh.
It'd be like, what would Scooby-Doo? That'd be a good bumper
sticker. You probably have that already.
Yeah, there's a Twitter handle out there that I really want. It's what would Scooby-Doo? But someone else has it. So as I said before, we don't really know what triggers panic attacks. Like, they can be triggered by specific things, but we don't know why your brain thinks that it's danger and it needs to punch it or run away. There is some evidence that shows it might be genetic. Panic attacks are obviously more likely to happen during stressful life changes, like starting a new job or something, but it can also happen during happy life changes, like getting married or having a kid or something. And I think that's just important to know when you're going through life changes, to take a step back and chill out. Don't overwhelm yourself.
Yeah, pop in some benzos. Every time anything good happens.
Forget 2 weeks of your life. The most alarming thing, and one thing that someone that suffers from a lot of panic attacks, is that they might develop panic disorder or agoraphobia. That's when you start making significant life changes to avoid something that often triggers panic attacks. So you might start avoiding certain places, like the mall or driving, or you might withdraw from your family and friends, or you might stop doing activities that once brought you joy because it caused too many panic attacks too many times, going to parties or something like that.
Or playing a show as a singer?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Like stage fright, you know? That could probably develop a panic disorder. But luckily, doctors do say that panic attacks are pretty easy to treat, and some of it's medicine, some of it's therapy. And I'd classify the medication as more short-term solutions. So somewhere in between, they might describe antidepressant medication to alleviate the chance of panic attacks happening, but it's not like a direct medication for panic attacks. That's where benzos come in. Benzodiazepines.
Mm-hmm.
Diazepines. Sure, that works. We'll just call them benzos. And this would be more of a situational prescription, because they'll prescribe these and they work in like 30 minutes to 60 minutes.
Yeah. The hardest part of getting benzos is you have to have at least 3 tracks on your SoundCloud page.
Yeah, your doctor looks at your SoundCloud.
If you do not have at least 100 plays on each song, you're not getting benzos.
Yeah.
And if you said the word benzos in one of your songs and you don't have those plays, you go to jail.
Doctor's gonna know.
Yeah.
Your street cred's gone. Yep. The doctor knows a lot of other SoundCloud rappers.
Yep. That's why, as a SoundCloud rapper, I do have my doctor look over all of my lyrics.
Yeah. In all seriousness, benzos are like incredibly addictive. So they work really fast, and then they wear off really well. They don't wear off really fast, but people like black out for days on end on benzos.
Uh-huh.
Like they just forget parts of their lives because they're addicted to them, and they keep taking them, and they just don't remember anything.
Yeah,
that's scary. I would not recommend benzos for panic attacks.
Yeah, just do other drugs.
Do some other things, because there's therapy solutions that I think are better for long term solutions.
Like
there's cognitive behavioral therapy, which we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. Can't remember what episode. I just remember I talked to Jason about it before we brought it on our episode.
They have the eye flashing stuff. They flash a bunch of stuff in your eyeballs.
Is that what it was? Well, this is the one where you work out the source of the issue, like in your head, and you kind of talk it out and try to get to the source of the problem so you can overcome the fear or whatever's causing these panic attacks.
Uh-huh.
So like if parties trigger your, that's just the one I keep going back to. If parties trigger your panic attacks, you figure out why being around so many people causes these panic attacks. Is it the fear of feeling like an imposter? Is it the fear of there's a lot of things I could think of.
Embarrassing yourself
in front of everyone with bad jokes. Your guitar will be out of tune when you go to play it and you have really long hair. You're wearing sandals. It's always that one kid.
Oh, what?
Brings his guitar to the parties.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hair and sandals.
He can play Wonderwall.
He can. Anyway, here's Wonderwall. There's also exposure therapy where you slowly expose yourself to the issue to get over it. There's also some preventative things you can do, and these I got from helpguide.org. I don't really know what their deal is, but this was a really good article. They said, learn about panic and anxiety. That's what you're doing right now, guys.
Okay, cool.
Avoid smoking alcohol and caffeine.
Don't ever smoke alcohol.
Don't smoke
if anyone
alcohol.
Tries to offer you a joint of alcohol, say no.
Say no to alcoholic.
No thanks. I'll drink
joints.
It.
Yep. Learn how to control your breathing, practice relaxation techniques, connect face to face with family and friends, exercise regularly. That's probably the biggest one because you get more better neurotransmitters going through your bloodstream.
Heck yeah.
Get enough restful sleep. That's just good in all aspects of life. They got more specifics on their site, but that's kind of like, if you don't want to go through therapy, you don't want to be prescribed to antidepressants or benzos, learn meditation or try to conquer your fears on your own.
Or
get some sleep, exercise.
Exercise
is free. Just go run around.
Okay, got another one.
Yeah.
That we may cover soon.
Yeah.
Do you remember what it's called?
No.
Kratom.
Oh, Kratom.
It's a herbal supplement. We'll have to do
tell
more research before you can recommend it.
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
But it helps.
I don't know anything about it. You think that you know about it. But
I think I do because I've done it.
Yeah.
And it's silly that it's trying to be made into an illegal drug because it's taken away from the opioid community.
How dare we try to
get people off drugs and onto supplements?
So stupid. We need to do an episode on the opioid epidemic. I tried to get that on one of our polls. No one voted for it, and I was kind of...
You know what else is going to tie into that is lean.
What's the lean?
Actually, that's the rapper drink.
Oh, God.
Which is classified as an opioid.
What?
Yeah. Because I just realized, like, there's an opioid epidemic. People are having trouble with painkillers.
Yeah.
But now all this stuff that they're drinking in their cups is Sprite and, like, codeine, which is an opioid. If I'm wrong, tweet me.
What's wrong with
the world
today?
I don't use Twitter anyway.
What is wrong? Do you don't know Flight of the Conchords?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like good music. So I think another thing that is important to explore is how to stop a panic attack once it's started. And maybe you and I can run through some scenarios here.
Okay.
So this was over at healthline.org. And they, I pretty much just stole this from their website, so go check them out.
They have scenarios written out?
No. Well, they have suggestions on ways to combat a panic attack as it's happening. So first suggestion is use deep breathing. So let's say you just found out.
Okay.
Your podcast co-host has been sneaking into your house at night.
Right.
And farting on your pillow.
Oh my God. I'm done.
All right, breathe.
No.
Breathe through your mouth for like
I don't
want to
breathe
seconds.
At all.
Well, you're not at home. Breathe in your mouth for 4 to 5 seconds.
Okay.
Hold it in for 4 to 5 seconds, then breathe out for 4 to 5 seconds. Just do that over and over. Did that help?
45 seconds is a really long time. Did you say 4 to 5?
4 to 5.
Oh.
You turned into Bernie Sanders when you don't breathe. The second thing they suggest is recognize that you're having a panic attack. Like in my dreams, I recognize I'm having a panic attack and then I wake up. And I think that it's easy to get in that panic loop if you're like, oh God, I'm having a panic attack. Oh God, oh no, not again. Like, chill out. Know that it's happening, but start breathing.
Yeah.
Or these other ones.
Breathe dummy.
Breathe dummy.
That's step one.
Well, step two is recognize you're having a panic
attack. Step two is, are you still breathing?
Yeah. Three is close your eyes and like cut off your mind from the outside world. So whatever is, there's something that triggered your panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to close your eyes. So let's imagine that you drive.
Okay, I'll give you a scenario.
Oh, okay, go.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You're driving a car, uh-huh. right? You're yeah. going 70 miles per hour.
No, this isn't bad.
And there's a cop behind you.
Yeah, this is where
just
you
close your
just
eyes.
Breathing. Go flying off the road. Number four is practice being aware of your surroundings, so that way there's less surprises. So mm-hmm. just like identify your exit. No, that's a movie theater. Never mind. just be aware of like how many people are around you, and if you're afraid of tight spaces, just be aware of the space around you. Find a
change that to being aware of your own mind instead of being aware of your own surroundings?
Yeah, I mean,
so you could say, okay, I'm a human being. My brain runs on chemicals and weird stuff, yeah. and I'm just panicking because that's what my brain does. It's just a thing that happens.
Well, I think that's part of recognize you're having a panic attack, but also a part of the next one, which is find a focus object, and that object can be you.
Ooh.
So what they recommend is like finding an object and concentrating solely on that, like examine it from top to bottom. Like, I don't know, what's in this office? The Scooby-Doo toy over here. There's a lot of those. Just be like, what color is it? What is it made out of? Where was it made? What are the components that make it up? Like, all these... What colors are it?
You know
what
something
does it smell like?
This is going to be a personal thing, yeah. but what's been helping me lately with depression and, like, motivation
mm-hmm.
is treating everything like I'm a Sims character.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you click on something, so I'm like, okay.
You have all these options with
that
one item.
Yeah, so that's what I always do is I feel like there's, like, five mice.
Yeah.
It's the plural of mouse. And everybody's clicking on a different part and trying to get me to do something different, but you got to think, okay, you're the one player. John, put on your shoes.
Yeah.
All right, now put on your pants. Yeah. Okay, now go make your bed.
Yeah, just concentrate on one object.
Yeah, so you could do that with focus. Yeah.
Well, you could also, like you said, do it with your brain. Just be like, what is happening in my brain right now?
Yep.
My brain's freaking out.
My brain's freaking out.
It's got all these dumb chemicals. It's flooding my body with adrenaline. It's because my dumb caveman relatives were chased by mammoths.
Yep.
They didn't want to die.
I don't need to panic right now. I can outrun this cop.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you have to keep telling yourself that.
That's not a good...
Pedal to the metal.
The other thing is relax your muscles. Like try muscle relaxation techniques. Like tense up a muscle for a few seconds and then slowly relax it. Like one muscle group at a time. So you start at your feet, like cramp up your feet, then relax it.
Mm-hmm.
Like crunch up. You
lift, right?
Yeah, lift up your legs.
No, you lift weights.
No, I'm... No.
I could tell when you said crunch up your
crunch
calves.
Up your, crunch up your calves and...
some crab crunches.
Yeah. Do a crab walk. Do some squats. The next ones I didn't really like. This article went off the rails a little bit. Find your happy place. It's never worked for me. Maybe that's just personal experience, but I can't just be like, oh, I wish I was at home and I feel better. No, I'm like, I want to be home.
Yeah.
They also said literally to take benzophenylethanes.
Yeah.
No, don't. Please. I don't want you to get addicted to those things. And they're very addictive. There's also engage in light exercise. I just don't think that's practical when you're having a panic attack.
You're having a panic attack.
Jog in place.
Jump and jack it up.
Keep lavender on hand.
Okay, well.
We've talked about aromatherapy. Can I tell you another story about aromatherapy?
Yeah, please.
Everyone in my office is sick because part of it is it rained and I think it kicked up a lot of dust, made people sneeze a lot. Everyone's just kind of congested.
That's so gross.
Yeah. Or people are just like having sinus issues in my office. And one of our coworkers that will never listen to this episode was like, hey, do you mind if I turn on my peppermint aromatherapy thing? And one of my coworkers goes, no, I'd prefer it if you do not. So she did anyway.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so like...
this is bad so far.
Being 3 hours in that office, I came home and I was sick to my stomach. It was like not a good experience. And I...
So it was like mint
therapy.
It smelled like mint sneezes.
Mint butthole is what one of my coworkers compared it to. And the last thing that they suggested is to repeat a mantra internally, which,
StrangersToTheShow.com.
What? Are you done?
StrangersToTheShow.com.
Oh, that's your mantra?
StrangersToTheShow.com/shop.
Yeah. That's a good mantra. You guys should try it out there. Let us know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of all I have on panic attacks. I feel like we breezed right through it, but hopefully there's some information in there that helped somebody out there. Maybe? No? Oh,
breathe.
For me to decide.
Breathe. Go to your happy place, Nick. You think that's going to help people?
No, I don't. But hey, that's just me.
So let me hear your actual advice. For the times that you've had a panic attack, what happened?
I went to sleep.
Okay, so you had the opportunity to run to a bed. You were home when this happened.
No, I was laying in bed.
Okay.
And I had a panic attack in bed.
So did you have a panic attack, or did you have that thing where you get paralyzed for a little bit?
No, that's sleep paralysis. Yeah. Which we also need to do an episode on.
Yeah, please. That's explains UFO abductions.
I was watching some video, and for some reason it gave me a panic attack, so.
What video was it? Do you remember?
No.
What?
It was... No, I don't.
Nick, do you know how many reviews we have on iTunes?
53.
How many do you want? More than that, right?
2,000.
Do you think we're going to get another one if you don't remember what movie you're watching when you had a panic attack?
I can't travel through time in my brain box.
You can't be a little brain sleuth and come up with a good little YouTuber?
It was one of those videos where the cat jumps into the box.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm making that up, but that is a good video.
Okay. What was the other time you had a panic attack?
When I told my parents that I had anxiety.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Yeah.
And what? How did you deal with that? Waited it out?
Waited it out, and then woke up the next morning, and I got anxiety medication.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So you had access to a bed in both situations. You were lucky. They weren't in public.
Right.
Like,
they weren't like at a party or something.
Right.
My suggestion, if you do have a panic attack, would be... Chill out, man. Get over it.
Yeah.
No. I think the most effective things would be to breathe.
Do you think leaving would help? Yeah.
Like,
go outside for a sec?
The situation. But concentration is the central theme to a lot of these solutions that they provide.
Yeah.
So I would, focusing on your breathing or finding a focus object or identifying that you're having a panic attack are all forms of concentrating. So find something to concentrate on, whether that's breathing or yourself or whatever. That's what my recommendation would be. And probably sit down. Or don't. I don't care. I'm not your mom.
Yeah, he's not your mom.
What's your recommendation?
Stop it.
Take Ben's.
Go outside, take a deep breath.
Yeah, chill out.
Call someone you love.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the situation, because if I got a call from someone having a panic attack, I would think that they're like going to commit suicide or something. So be really careful about that.
To not freak people out?
Yeah, don't freak people
out. But wouldn't it be nice to like, if you text someone, hey, I'm having a panic attack, I'm going to call you.
Yeah.
Just tell me a story.
Yeah.
And just have them tell you like,
I'd do that.
Right?
Hey, listeners out there. If you're having a panic attack, just text me, tweet at me. I don't know. And I'll tell you a story about the time that, I don't know, what's a good story? That
Wally Winkle ran into a lake once.
Oh, yeah, that's a good story.
He's chasing a duck.
My mom thought she killed me and my brother on the back of an inner tube, but we thought it was hilarious. So that's a story for when you are having a panic attack.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to have one.
Should we take a quick break, man?
Yeah.
Let's do that, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about things. John?
Yeah.
Normally I ask you where people can find us.
Right.
But I want you to list off all of the places that they can't find us. All
right. You can't find us on the Maximum Fun Network. You cannot find us if you went to iTunes and you typed in Stranger Stole.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot find us if you go to Stranger Things website. Where else can't they find us, Nick?
They can't find us at not iTunes if you type in Stranger Stole.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find us if you don't type in StrangerStillShow.com.
Okay.
And probably the best place that you can't find us is if you don't type Stranger Still into the search bar on Facebook and find our group and join it.
Okay. And if you go to newgrounds.com/groups/StrangerStill/forums/
you still won't
common.
Find us.
Yeah.
If you go to newgrounds.com, wait, is it my username is like xxwasupxx.newgrounds.com. You could find my old cartoons there. But hey, if you want to leave us a review on iTunes, that would be like the coolest thing for you to do. We'll read it on the air. We haven't read it in a while, so you should do that. Make me feel good.
Okay.
What? What do you have to talk about, John?
Nick, I've got so much to talk about. I don't even know where to start.
Okay, how about start right there?
That's a good place to start.
Yeah. If you want to support the show, you can go to StrangerStillShow.com/shop. That'll take you to the network Patreon page, because we are a part of the Flying Machine Network.
That's right. And what podcasts are on the Flying Machine Network, Nicholas?
Yeah. What?
What other shows are on there?
Well, there's a lot. There's some really good ones. One of them.
Some really good
that
ones,
I'm
Nick?
Thinking of. All of them are
okay,
good.
Name the bad ones, Nick.
Falling in Love Montage. I'm just kidding. No, I would suggest maybe Potster. It's the newest show on the network.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with Jay. And she talks about all kinds of stuff. Talks about politics, religion. What else does she talk about?
Stirring Pots.
She's Stirring Pots.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good podcast, and you guys should check it out. And you'll be hooked. Just listen.
And also, you were just on Flying Machine.
I was?
On a special guest episode of Falling in Love Montage.
I was on Falling in Love Montage. We talked about that forever ago. I was on Mamma Mia.
You were still on it.
I was. Have we talked about Mamma Mia for a really long time, man? It's the best, worst musical based on ABBA music. So there you go. have you been on anything?
But just some benzos.
Yeah, it's not a good. It's not a good
what do you
image
mean?
To put out there. I haven't like any shows or anything.
Nah, I've just been working on some meme rap.
Yeah, you should go check out John's meme rap. Where can they find that, John?
You want to help me make a little meme.com?
Yeah.
Should I change my name to MEME and steal the SoundCloud page from that guy?
Yeah. Always.
Okay.
Little meme. Little Meme. That's what I'll call you if you change your name to that.
All right, fine. I'll keep it the wrong way. MEEM.
Well, I'm still Little Meme.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.